Blog Talk Radio.
Shenanigans with Jay Shell and KL on Curves Radio.
What's up, hey,
what up, baby?
How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Hallelujah.
I had a busy weekend, so
busy week and weekend.
I had my model search Saturday, and this evening I went to a fashion show. So,
I see you. Even though she got killed off of Empire, but we, you know,
you don't know me of plus size. You know, you got it. Well, my week was good. My weekend was really, really good. I had some bad news, though, you know.
What?
You know, I'm a big Janet Jackson fan, besides Shaka Khan.
I love me some
Janet Jackson. But this will be the third time she has rescheduled her tour.
Oh, yes. I heard she's not getting money.
And then you saw the family. Like, Janet, you're doing too much. Like, I feel like she knew this in the beginning. You know, like, she about to be, what, 50 this year? Janet's about to be 50 this year, y'all. And she started a family.
Oh, wow.
Only part I'm going to throw shade on. Yeah, you know, it's like you having a baby and you know you started this tour. And I just felt like, you know, she already had this plan. You don't start no baby in the middle of a tour. I don't want to go to a Janet Jackson concert now and see her with Belly. You know,
yeah.
I know. I want to get the full experience of Janet because this is probably like her last tour. You know, I want her to break it down.
Mm-hmm.
You know how she get Nancy in her show and stuff, you know.
That's right,
I want
that
whole experience, especially when you up some hundreds of dollars to go see her.
Right.
I didn't.
So are you getting your money back? Because I heard that.
No. What happened is, you know, my boo bought the tickets. Like, you know, it was a birthday present. Yeah, and so, you know, she had one reschedule, and you accept that. Then it's now the second, now it's the third. We just like, you can't get your money back from Ticketmaster because, they, you know, she has to officially cancel the show, cancel it.
Oh, wow.
She can say rescheduling all day, but, you know, Jenny got her money up front. Ain't got nothing to do with her.
Sure
it's
did.
Ticketmaster. Yeah.
Right.
So,
oh, man.
But I was like, what's she doing? In vitro? Like, what?
I'm done.
Why you just want to issue people their refund? So when you're ready to really do this tour, we'll be ready. You know what I mean? So, it's been rescheduled. First, it was, you know, in June. Now it's July, and it's a day after my man's birthday. So you cannot, remember that trip I was planning, you cannot go out of town and then miss, like, this Janet Jackson show that you spend hundreds of dollars on. So it's kind of like, it's bittersweet to me.
Man.
So, but I love Janet Jackson. I really want to go see her, but it's kind of like the more anxious you are of seeing her and then, like, boom, you hit with this again and again, it's like, this three strikes you out to me. So you can't reschedule no more. You got angry fans. I know you seen the video. Like, she posted
angry,
a video.
Yes.
Yeah, and you got a lot of angry fans because it's not like some people. Now, I feel sorry for some of the people out there. I mean, anytime you drop hundreds of dollars on some tickets, that's serious. But when you have to pay for a flight to go see Janet at another state,
ooh,
because if your state
right?
is not hosting her, that's
oh,
worse.
Yeah.
You got hotel. And, you know, some of the people probably took off from work, you know, and
mm-hmm.
they got that approved. But then now they got to go back to work. I didn't get to go this time. I got to wait till next month. You know, so that kind of sucks. I think she really should be considerate of, you know, her fans.
That's true.
And give
yeah,
them the option. If they still loyal, they're going to be there. But if they just can't make it, they can't make it because plans keep changing for you.
Ooh.
So if you're listening, please. Janet, give us our money. Run us our money.
So where was she going to be at? American Airlines? Or?
Yeah, she's going to be at American Airlines. That's originally, it's always been there.
Uh-huh.
I mean, tickets are sold out, girl. But now, you know, they really sold out.
Ooh.
You can't even try to sell them tickets.
Oh, wow.
Because she got a release and she got to say, my show is officially canceled. Then the people that bought tickets from Ticketmaster and StubHub and all those different places,
mm-hmm.
they can start issuing people their refund.
Right.
So, I'm just telling Janet.
Oh,
if she just go ahead and release the refund, we can go get some other tickets to somebody else, like some Charlie Wilson or something.
Yeah, you know, I haven't heard. I got some tickets on K104, and that was like years ago to Keith Sweat. So, yeah, but I love Charlie Wilson. I wouldn't mind going to see him.
Yeah. Keith Sweat, dang.
I know. Oh. That's back in the day. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to listen to him sing, though. Hmm.
He just,
I mean, I saw him, and they used to do Summer Jam back in Cali.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the beat, they used to host Summer Jam. You drive a little ways to go see all these different artists and all that, Monica, Brandy. I remember
mm-hmm.
when they had Cut Close and Keith Sweat on the same little stage.
Oh,
I was like,
yeah.
Ain't going to be able to do this. He was just whining. Begging for it. Can you imagine him begging for the goods? Like, give me some of that pussy.
I'm done.
Open up your lips, kid.
Hey, I mean, is it wrong for a man to beg? You think that's a big, you know?
I don't want no beggar. I want him to take it, girl.
Oh, yes, honey.
I don't do no begging.
You know, you be in the bed, pretend like you sleep, you know what I'm saying? They come, ooh, yeah, girl.
I don't
yeah.
have to pretend. See, if I'm sleep, I'm sleep. Wake me up.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. I'm usually sleep, so, wake, you know.
Yeah,
wake me
ain't
up.
Oh, so you like, do you like for them to wake you up when you, you know?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
You
yes, ma'am.
Sleep in
yes.
and you wake up
yes.
to it, like.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I love
yeah,
that.
Yes, ma'am. I think everybody's preference is that morning sex. That's
ooh,
you got.
Yes, honey, get that morning run. That's what we call it, morning run. Get that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Y'all be running?
No. We're not literally. No, we're not literally running. I mean, unless you want to. Yeah.
TMI. But this is shenanigans. We talk about what we want to talk about, no filter. So, hey, if y'all think
yeah,
it's them morning run.
Don't be on here no person ears, because you're going to have to get ears. You know,
go ahead and
like
tune out.
Style, it, I guess it is eat. Like a run. You know,
yeah, if it's a Sunday, y'all feeling like y'all still sensitive from this service this morning, hallelujah, turn off
yeah,
the
gotta
radio.
Yeah, I got to get some before service. Yeah, get some before service. Yeah, I like getting some before service. Yeah, I like that. Yes, ma'am. I had an alarm set and everything. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not into the begging man. Nah, I don't want him begging for it because you shouldn't have to beg. You just get it. So.
Yep.
I'm mm-hmm. not going to beg him for it either.
No. No. But, you know, it's in the Bible that it states that, you know, our body belongs to the man. You know what I mean? So.
Does it? Mm.
Yeah, I can't remember what verse. So, callers, if you want to call in and let us know what verse that is.
But you heard that before.
Yeah, no, sir, I've seen it before. I just can't remember what book, what chapter, what verse, and all that. But, you know,
mm-hmm.
callers, y'all call in 646 866-888-8898, or you can contact, or you can listen on curvesmag.com. That's Curve, C-U-R-V-Z. And let us know what, because I can't remember, because my man had brought it up to me one time. It's like, you know, you go to bed mad. Yeah.
So
it's like,
do you prefer to go to bed mad? So y'all can do that whole makeup stuff.
I went to bed mad.
I know some people,
like
some of our girlfriends, you already know that, some of our girlfriends, they be sitting around talking, the married ones, single ones, some that are dating. They like to sit around talking about fighting with their man so they can get that makeup. I just don't, I don't have time to be arguing with you, then, you know.
No, I mean, like I said, I went to bed mad at him one time, you know, like I slept fully clothed. He had his blanket, I had my blanket. I meant that. Yeah, I meant that. I was on one. Yeah, I meant that. Whew. Yeah. You know, you man can run you hot sometimes.
No, he can run you hot, but not hot enough where you don't want it.
Yeah,
I'm not in agreement with that one.
I understand, but like I said, that just happened one time. You know, he's been upset with me, and I still wanted some. He gave me some anyway. And he's like, you know, I was upset. I just went out and gave you some. I was like, what?
Oh,
okay.
Oh,
yeah.
He rationed it. I'm just going to give it to him. Okay.
Yeah, so.
Well, I don't get upset nothing. Like, nah, we're going to make up. I ain't going to bed angry. Because if I stay angry, it ain't no good. We breaking up.
Uh-oh, trouble.
They might as well just get it. Hey, y'all apologize, you know, get it out, and, you know, then get to sleep. Now, you may still be a little, you know, upset, but not enough to be like a whole night. A sleepy, sleepy time. But anywho. Well, everybody teach his own. I'm trying to look up what you said about that Bible verse. So, anywho, I think, I don't know. Somebody really had to call in and let me know where.
I had a problem there. Sorry, technical difficulties. I'm back. I'm sorry about that.
I didn't even know. I just kept on talking.
Hey, that's good, because you know you're the talker. You talk, girl, talk.
I do not talk that much.
You talk, girl, you talk. So we're talking about, we'll be talking about sex and being angry sex and makeup sex and stuff. Oh, I got a good one. This is what I want to ask you about. Has your man asked you, hey, I want to see you without your makeup on?
He's never asked me that because I've already, you know, showed him that side of me.
Yeah.
So I guess in a way I didn't give him the opportunity to, you know, ask me that. Yeah,
I'm like this.
I mean,
you let me with.
Hold on, here we go.
It's like,
he all hyped up, y'all. So this one, let me shut up. This is about to be good.
I'm about to go ham on this because I'm like, you know, he asked me like, well, I want to see you have your makeup on. I'm like, dude, you met me with my makeup on. You know, you're showing people pictures with makeup and everything, and all of a sudden it's like, you want to see me without my makeup on, so what, you're not going to, you know, be with me because I look different without makeup on? That's what I'm trying to understand.
I don't think that's what he's saying. He just probably just want to see another side of you. He wants to get that intimacy, not so much as the sex with you. He wants to get that, you know, that, like, you know, yeah, he wants to see another side of you. If he wants to see you out your makeup, go ahead, take it off.
He can see my backside. He can see another side. He can see my backside, my left side, my right profile.
He already done seen
that.
He already done seen that, though.
Okay, I'm like this. You're dating a brand.
You've been up in that thing from the rooter to the tutor. He wants to see, you know, reveal it to him. Go ahead and get out of the way.
I have showed him one time, and yeah, like he, you know, has amnesia and forgot or whatever, so I politely sent him a picture. I'm like, here it is. You want me out of my comfort zone? You want to see all this? Here it is. He's like, oh, well, I want to see it live. I'm like, I want to see you in person. I'm like, what the fuck? God damn. What more you want? I mean, really? Really?
That's so romantic. He want to put his hands on your face and rub.
No, I don't want that. I don't want you touching nothing because there's no.
But that's your man.
But I don't feel comfortable. Let me hush. But I'm just saying, I don't think
This is going from let's deal with this issue first before we go to his issue.
Just saying, accept so, me like this.
I don't think he's not accepting you. I think it's more of like he wants to he feels like a man. He wants to get closer to you. So if that's a way of expressing. He want to be, girl, he want to be all up under you. So if he said, babe, let me see you wipe your makeup. Girl, get that baby wipe, take off that makeup, say,
girl,
bam,
please.
Here you go. And then he got enough, give him 5 minutes, go back in the bathroom, reapply your makeup.
I sent him a picture. What more do you want? You can look
he
at the picture.
He
want
to see it. He want to
in
touch
the wild,
it.
In the flesh. Oh, baby, no.
He want to touch it raw.
I learned to say something.
Let him touch you on your insides. Girl, let him touch you.
Ooh, yeah, he touched on the insides, all right. That he do very well. But I'm just saying, I just had a really big problem with that. It's like, you met me with it on all of a sudden now.
I would take it in another way if he was trying to change you. Now, like say you revealed that to him, you showed him yourself without your makeup, and then he made a decision. You know, you asked him which one do you prefer. If he makes a decision, he would prefer you without your makeup on. Then what? Because I'm gonna tell you this: you and your makeup, you don't look
that.
Different. First of all, you don't look different than what you do now with makeup. You
yes,
still
ma'am.
Look the same. You know what I mean? So it ain't like, let me just put it out there, everybody. Women, I know these videos that are going around on YouTube and Facebook about these girls that they have made this major transformation with this makeup. We are women, born women. You know, we're not ugly without the makeup on. You don't look like a different creature from the lagoon. So when this makeup comes off, it's not a different mask. Is what I'm saying. You still look the same. Now, so I understand, like, guys are scared when this girl, you know, I've seen the videos where they do the full, you've seen the video when they do the full transformation.
Ooh,
and you're like, whoa, makeup does wonders. Makeup is supposed to be to enhance what you have.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's supposed to enhance what you have. You wear the makeup. The makeup doesn't wear you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't want to look like a different person. So if
see,
the boo is listening to if your boo is listening, he ain't got nothing to worry about. You still look the same.
I think what it is because the girls that he probably dated didn't wear any makeup. They just look plain Jane. I don't know what now you
yeah, and he can
woman.
Be. You know what? Now that you bring that up, because they were plain Janes. And then he meets you, and you're like, wow. You know what I mean? Like, everybody like that fantasy girl. Everybody like that fantasy girl.
J-Wow.
They like that
I mean,
makeup.
Yeah.
They like that extra. You know, they want you to dress up, put it on play, whatever they like. He's met somebody like that now, and it's like, dang, she glammed him all the time. Wow, this is a wow factor for him, you know? And maybe he feels like some kind of way, like, maybe I have to revert back to the plain Jane. No, you don't have to accept that. I'm this glamazon.
I'm sorry. Ain't nothing plain over
then again,
here.
Then again, I'm about to throw some shade. So get ready, y'all. Get
Lord.
Your umbrella.
Here we go.
Okay. Then again, he might got some friends that's looking at you like, damn, your girl's always on point.
And
every time I see her, she be on
be
point. So he probably like, nah, man, let me tone this down a little bit.
I'm sorry. You met me like this, and it's going to stay like this. And it's like, be thankful that I do dress up and look nice. You know what I'm saying? Because I could be looking, anyway. Yeah.
Like the plain James he dated.
And we look like who did it and why. I'm serious.
Well, you
I'm
are,
like,
the thing, you are a brand. You create, you know,
that's
you represent
a brand,
so they can't.
Now, look now, I deal with models, I style, and if I'm looking just like who did it and why, people are like, oh no, we can't go to her.
I don't think he's saying go out in public though. I think it's more of a one-on-one.
If that's the case,
I think it's more of a one-on-one. You guys alone in the bedroom, lights are on. He like, take it off. You like, take it off. I already got all my clothes off. He like, no, take it off. The makeup, the lashes.
I can't do you. I can't do you. I can't do you. I can't do you.
You be like, ooh, take all that Maybelline off and the mat. Oh, God, Sephora, take it off.
I can't do you. But it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, you know, when you get comfortable, because, you know, you've been, we've all done it. We've worn it so long. Even like when we go to our model calls, you know, they want us barefaced. Some of them do.
Yeah.
They want you exposing yourself because, you know, they look at that being natural beauty. And that's okay.
I'm doing you. Shit. Even with that, I'll put some foundation on. You may not have no lashes and shadows.
Yeah,
wow,
yeah. But you know, it's a difference. Like, are you glammed up or you just, like, model mode? You know what I mean? It's a difference.
Yeah, like I'm doing a fashion show every single day. I'm God. I mean,
but you know what? Are there sometimes where, okay, like say, I'm not trying to do tit for tat, but in a way, I am a little petty too. So if he bring up the no makeup rule, okay, there's been many times I've seen you without fill in the blank. You know, like, have you done that before? Like, okay, he want to see me without my makeup, or he want to see me out without my waist cincher. He want to see me without that little, you know, the spank, you know. I'm the type of girl, like, yay, you gonna see it all. If you like all this, you gonna see it all. So all this, at some point, we expose ourselves, especially when you are into that sexual intimacy with that man. I don't like lights off. You know, you gonna see it all. I wanna see you just like you wanna see me. So once you clear that out of the way, then anything that happens after that, you could be in full makeup, full heels, whatever, however you get down.
What, I'm like this. Why did you even pick me if that's the thing? You know what I'm saying? Oh, the makeup.
Well, that's
why
a question you can ask. That's a question you
right.
can ask him.
Yep.
Only him,
yep.
only he
yep.
will know the answer to that.
Right.
Because, like I said, I think he picked you because you are different. I think that I'm not going to be so basic with the different thing, but I think, like, you know, like you said, they were playing James. And so you're this person that's like, wow. You know, he see it inside your world. And
yeah.
maybe it could be a little bit overwhelming. You know, maybe like every time you dress up, because you know when we dress up, we ready. So
okay.
he probably feel like, dang, every time I'm with her, I got to step it up a notch too, you know?
Well,
so maybe if he wants you to come down a little bit
shit.
So that he can be. Just kidding.
You better reach this 5'10 level. I'm sorry.
Hey, he might want to put on a sweatsuit, and then we going to, girl, we might be going to Cracker Barrel. You like it. Full glam. You like that.
I mean, you know, because, I mean, I love my heels. I mean, I have tennis shoes, you know what I'm saying? But
you do have tennis shoes, but you had the tennis shoes with that wedge on it, like them high tops, you know?
Yeah, I do have them, but then I have the regular Vans. Damn, you know, Daniel, you know, I got the regular Vans too, regular tennis shoes, you know, white girls, whatever you want to call them. But I still going to, you know,
yeah,
blend it up, though.
But it's still not just down.
Okay, you're right.
I don't think he's asking you to dress down. He's not even asking you to dress down. He's just trying to see you without your makeup.
I know. I mean,
If you are listening to your girl on the radio right now, call in and let us know why is it this big issue of the whole makeup, since you've already seen her without the makeup. Why do you want her without the makeup?
I promise you, he's the only guy I've ever dated even asked, even come to me like that. I'm like, really?
I've never had a man ask me, let me see you without your makeup.
When I'm ready to do that, I'll let you see this. Like, when I'm ready to get some, you know, get some dick or whatever, I'll tell you. You know, I don't need you to tell me, I need to see you without your makeup. Don't do that, because it really made me feel bad, really. It really did, and I didn't like that.
Maybe it wasn't his approach and his the way he handled it. Like did he approach you in a negative way? Why do you feel so defensive, is what I'm saying.
I don't know. I guess because it's like.
Then he comes just out of the blue and be like, let me see you without your makeup, you know, and he's.
You know, it's more like, well, you know, next relationship goal, I'd like to see without your makeup. I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, y'all know. Wait. Y'all, goals? This is a goal?
Hey.
That's a big thing. Now, when people sit down there making out goals together,
no,
this is different to me. Most people say, hey, I want to clean up my credit in 2 years, babe. Let's clean up our credit in 2 years. Let's save like at least 10 G's so we can go on a trip. But makeup is a goal on list day.
That's what I'm saying. And it made me like, what the fuck? Why did you even choose me? Because you already see all the time. Why are you even with me? That's my thing. It's like, shit, get with them plain James that you see all the time or that you were dating or whatever.
But that's you being negative. That's not what he's saying.
I ain't not being negative.
That's not what he's saying.
You know,
don't run him away and say, go be with somebody else. You know what I mean?
But
you're feeling it, and you know when you get heated, it's going to come out. Why don't you go be one of them plain James?
But
you thinking about it.
I didn't like that.
I was just seeing where he's coming from. Why is it so important? Why is it on the goal list, y'all? Listener, that is deep to me. Why is it on the goal list of you? That's deep.
That's deep, right?
I'm putting this in my diary.
So that's something serious, right? So I'm like, well, that is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that is
like,
serious.
But it's almost saying
he's never seen you be you. You know what I mean? Like, if that's a goal for him, that's like deep.
That's what I'm saying. That's some shit right there. That's some deep shit. And it's like, I don't know what to tell you.
But have y'all exposed the word of love to one another?
Yeah.
Okay, so he loves you because of your makeup? Hey, I got to call. Don't call me on this other phone. Call me on the shenanigans number.
Yeah, the number. Michelle,
give out that number, please.
Let me give it out.
Did y'all just hear that?
Let me give it out. Area code 646, call in. I know my boo, if you listening, you definitely need to call in.
I didn't mean that. I heard somebody call me on my other line. I'm not telling them to call me on my other phone. I said call on the shenanigans line, Curve Radio.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, that's hilarious right there. So I'm about to send this text to this person so they can call in the right number.
Yeah, call in right. Because it's like.
So I guess it's getting good.
But I don't know. Like, I dated guys that never. They were more concerned about other things but some damn makeup. You know what I'm saying? They were like, you know, I want to make sure she's good to me. I want to make sure she, you know, a church going woman or she works.
But I'm seeing like a different. I've seen like a different of topics come up. Now makeup, no. I mean, I think because now the whole YouTube sensation with people in these makeup and you know how they looking with and without the makeup. But we've also seen the whole weights trainers. You know, men are feeling deceived because you know they thought she had a Coca-Cola bottle shape or what do they call it? Thick in the waist shape. They want the thicker girls. You know. Not the BBWs, not the plus size. They want the thick girl. So they think she's small and always got this big ass from Atlanta, Georgia. Or, you know, I'm like, Atlanta ain't the only girls with the big booty. You know, you got these down south girls. You got the Cali girls. You got New York girls. They ain't the only ones that have butt. You know, this homegrown over here. But I'm just saying. So you got, like, some issues that men are, like, coming across. So, yeah, a lot of it is playing in the heads where they want to see your whole self exposed. But ladies, trust and believe, they got some secrets too. They got
them
waist trainers too.
Yeah.
They got them fake muscles too. They got them edge ups that are fake. I've seen guys with lace fronts these days, baby. I've seen guys who are wearing the makeup, thinking in their eyebrows.
Don't come at me. What you need to see me with? I know. Let me see what you working with.
So you doing tip for tat?
I'm just saying. It's like. Are you serious?
He's serious.
Yeah, I know he's serious. But
if he put it on the goal list,
girl, get out of here. I'm just saying that.
This ain't no. Let me lose 15 pounds in a week. This on the goal list. I gotta see her without her makeup.
I mean, my goal is to drop a few pounds, but I mean, you know what I'm saying? It ain't no fuck. Really? So it's like, I'm serious. I mean, I gotta say where he's coming from, but it's like, look, I can see if you met me with no no makeup on. All of a sudden, I'm being all glammed up and this and that. It's like,
so, you know, I gotta go there. Okay, so you've seen the exes, right? I'm pretty sure you have by now,
because
y'all been together for a little minute. So you seen the exes, and they are called Plain Jane for a reason. And it's like, what? Do you ever wonder like what they was thinking when they got with them? Because I'm gonna be honest with y'all, when you date and you get into another relationship, you always want to go up. You don't go down, you know. So you're always trying to improve yourself. That way, when you get with the other person, you're improving us together. But I'm just saying, like, you always supposed to date up. You always supposed to be better than the last, and you know.
Uh-huh.
So it's not a competition thing. But when I look at, even in my situation, when I look at the exes, not all of them. Not some you can give some props to, because I'm like, dang, he got some good taste, you know. But then he got
I
got one. She looked like straight up Fiona. She got his last one. I swear to God, I thought she could have played the double for Shrek, because she looked like Fiona. Straight up, no down to the T. The only thing she didn't have is those little ears. But I'm just saying, so I'm like, woo, he really dodged a bullet with that one. But, you know, guys always say, oh, you know, this was on her inside. When I meet you, we ain't talking about
my inside. I'm looking on the outside.
You ain't talking about my heart. Oh, you know, what's the first attracted me to her was her
guys,
heart.
They're
you don't
visual,
see my heart.
Please. They're visual. They're visual.
They're visual, just like we are. Just like we are.
If you chose that, please. You
now, when you approach, that attraction what got you to her. So when you walk over there to try to talk to her, y'all have a conversation, it's going real well, and then you move on to the next level. But don't say, ooh, from across the room, I saw her heart. Get out of here.
Oh, my God, get out of here. That's
you saw that ass, and you saw them
breasts.
You
saw that ass, you saw them titties, excuse me, breasts, or whatever. You know what
and
I'm saying?
And ladies,
exactly.
We saw that height.
Hey, you know what I'm saying, you know,
it don't matter where I meet you at, whether you ain't the 6'5", you could be like lower than that. I saw you and I liked you.
That's
so it don't matter,
saying.
Is what
yeah.
I'm saying. You
yeah.
ain't gonna see my heart. So if you
no.
chose me, well, I'm all glamified, I'm in model mode, that's what you gonna get.
That's what you gonna get, and that's what it's gonna be. You know?
And then after that, we can go on and, hey, man, we go swimming. My makeup come on. I don't know, because my stuff is waterproof, so I don't know.
I ain't, you know.
No, but I'm saying, like, you know, no guy has ever asked me that, clear
the
record.
That's the only guy ever
but,
asked me this.
This is the
only guy that has ever asked me
this. No, he didn't ask you. He said it's a goal.
Well, okay, it's a goal. And it threw me for a loop, and I'm like, what the fuck? No, you didn't ask me this. No, you didn't.
So...
I've never dated a guy that has ever said, well, Jay Shell, I need to take you back. What the fuck? No. Why don't you put you some stilts on and get taller or something? You know what I'm saying? No,
what?
I'm not telling you with that.
You cannot. What?
I ain't finna.
We need to go to commercial. We really got to pay some bills.
We really got to pay some bills.
You can't. We'll be back, y'all.
Your body on my body, baby. I'm about to catch your body in it, baby. I love the way you grind on me. Said I'm about to catch your body in it, baby. Boy, you know I got that knockout. Take a dive inside this liquor, got me pulling on your zipper. He wanna hit a lick, I got my laser like a sticker. I woke up in my glory, keep a K with me like Courtney. Sister Shorty, I've been popping like a 40 in the story, baby.
Your body on my body, baby,
baby.
I'm about to catch your body, yeah, baby,
baby.
Love the way you grind on me. Catch your body in here, baby.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
It's going down. I'm about to catch your body. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. No stopping now. I'm about to catch your body.
You work that thing like a 9 to 5.
clocking or working, putting overtime. I pull up on you with that thing, so you're back. And beat it up like rat tat 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 tat. Got a Uzi on your booty, know you poppin'. Clip after clip, ain't got no problem with me watching. Time on outside, we got all night, pull that TikTok. Smith and Wesson, about to teach your lessons. Lessons starting just
ain't going home, baby, we could go all night, yeah. Got by your hoes, let me show you I'm a rider. Make the neighbors call the cops, still ain't finna stop. I see these bitches tryna block, take another shot. Bang, bang, you look good, boy, you could be my main thing. Rich sex, I saw your chain slang, I'm on the same thing. Might give in if you don't let up, I'm just tryna fuck your bed up. Talking shit gon' get you hit, boy, don't get wet up, it's a setup, baby.
Your body, your body, baby.
I'm about to catch your body.
Hey, everyone, we are back. This is Shenanigans with KL. I'm sorry, with Jay Shelly, KL. Same thing.
Oh, you changed your name to Shenanigans.
Shenanigans on Courage Radio.
You know, I see that in the future. I see that in the future. I've heard different names. I know some people going to name their child Shenanigans. I'm like, what? They're going to call her Shay Shay. Hey, Shay Shay. Hey.
No, but I want everybody to know that I do love my man. It's just I just didn't like that. I just don't. No, don't
she got
you don't,
she got a little heated. She throws.
Yeah,
she throws.
Like
what they call it?
For me, and I don't.
He ain't coming for you.
Okay.
It's like this. It's like this. Your makeup has been your. You know, that's like your best friend. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
So like, your makeup is like, you don't want nobody coming between that relationship with your makeup. Your makeup was there before he got there.
Yeah.
I understand. You know,
yeah.
But
no,
so you feeling defensive.
Here we go.
You feeling defensive.
Here we go.
I think you being a little hard on him, though. I think so.
What the?
I do.
What?
I do.
Oh,
I think you being
God.
A little bit hard. I think it's just like, you know, I want, you know, he loves you. He just want to see another part of you just to get, you know,
another
like I said, he wants to,
part
he wants
me.
To
okay.
see, he wants to see the side that wasn't revealed to him. You understand? You revealed everything. You revealed
being
your soul.
Nosy.
Hey, Jay Shell, you got to listen
nosy.
Now.
It's
I'm
nosy.
Going into my it's Ayanna nosy. Mode. I'm going into my Oprah, Dr. Phil, Steve Harvey mode. So you got to
you
want to
be nosy.
Okay.
You want to Like, look at my flaws.
Man.
I don't like that.
He not looking at your flaws, but you want a man to accept
yeah,
you,
you
for your flaws,
you.
Right?
You gonna see him? You gonna see
you
him?
You don't want him to accept you for who you are?
No, accept me with this makeup on. That's all I want you to do.
You
and
know
there's,
that
sounds
like.
To me, no, listen. There's more to than just my face. You know what I'm saying? I mean, all this other stuff, all this, you know, I do for him and stuff. Concentrate on that. Don't worry about my damn makeup. What the fuck? What the fuck?
I think we get a little bit like, Jesus get a little aggressive.
I'm sorry. I ain't never had nobody ask me that. Not no man, no nobody.
Maybe because it's new, like you automatically defending, you know, being defensive.
I guess
so.
I
just,
yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Over time, you'll get comfortable revealing that part of you. But like I said, you revealed everything else. Be real. You acting like you could never put this makeup back on once he have seen this. You still got tons of it.
I hate you. I hate you. I'm done with you.
I'm like, it ain't no permanent stamp on your face. You don't have a crater face.
I need another. No, I don't have a crater face. I just have.
You don't have a crater face. There's nothing hidden up beneath. So it's
just
like
hereditary
dark circles. This is what I'm saying. I think he's like, oh my gosh, she's so beautiful. I'm so in love with her. I love her so
get
much.
Out of
I just want to
get out of here. Get out of fucking here.
I just
get
got to believe that this is just, ooh, I got to see her without her. That's just a big goal. That's a goal. He wrote it down, y'all.
She's so silly. He didn't write it down. Well, I don't know, but I mean, he told me.
That's
that.
His goal. He wrote it down. This mental note, it's a goal again. You put it in a way he said, on his goal, relationship goals, he want to see you without your makeup. That's big. That's big. He didn't put crick pork. He didn't put...
I'm done with you.
Finances. He put makeup.
Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck? It's do, really.
But it's just between y'all. He's not asking you to expose yourself in public.
Oh, I'm definitely not doing that. I know.
So you go in the broom.
Girl, I'm telling you how I would do it. I always look at stuff being sexy. I go in that room, get them all hot and bothered, come out with the warm baby wipes and start wiping it off.
Girl, you doing like a strip
What's that song by Beyonce?
You doing the strip tease with your makeup?
I'm telling you, I wanted the producer to play The Temptation, Beauty Only Skin Deep. Yes, I'll turn that on. Turn on that Motown. Beauty's on his skin deep.
What?
Be stripping to that. He'd be like, and then what you do after you take off the makeup with the baby wipe, throw it at him.
I ain't doing no striptease no damn baby wipe. What the fuck?
And then what you do, you take them lashes off one at a time, and you walk over to him, and you know how like people like butterfly kisses? You know how they like the butterfly kisses?
Girl,
you take your fake lash, and you blow it at him.
I can't tell you, girl.
And then you take his hand, put a baby wipe in his hand, and you move it up to your lips and tell him, wipe off that mat. You tell him, wipe it off. Say, wipe off my mat, baby.
Don't say nothing else.
Girl, he ain't gonna turn that down. He gonna be like, this is hot. He be wiping off your Mac.
Yeah, my good Mac, baby. Please don't you be wiping this. Mm-mm. Wiping my Mac makeup off. Do you know how much it is?
I'm telling you. Let me tell y'all something. Whether you have short hair, long hair, weave, unbelievable braids, whatever, when a man can wash your hair and then straighten it,
Girl, and see, that's the thing, like the weaves and stuff. And I told you, don't get twisted. I have long hair under all this hair. I just don't want to fool with it. But it's like.
Oh, he asked you that too?
Let me think. Hold on.
Oh,
no.
Let me kind of. He asked to take the personality pieces out. Girl.
I'm trying to really break my appearance down. I don't know. We're not going to. Oh, no. That's too much.
It ain't breaking you down. He just wanted
that
to.
Is.
He feels like that's another step in your relationship. That's, yeah, bond. Y'all bonding, girl. Take that shit off.
Girl.
I'm done with this combo. We ain't getting nowhere. Take that shit off.
Hell, I'm not single.
Let me tell him. This all you do. She go to sleep next to you. Wait till she fall asleep. Start rubbing that on her face.
Don't do that. I'm trying to tell you, that Negro do that. We're going, ooh.
Jay Shell go to sleep because you wear her out. I'm telling you.
Over here, everybody.
To Jay Shell's man, you wear her out. You wear her out. Wear her out where she just fall asleep and then you just wipe it off.
Nope.
What you gonna do? You sleep. What you gonna do?
I'm gonna know that.
The main thing, just ask him and don't be negative. Just say, hey, why do you want to see me so bad without my makeup? And really hear him. If he really has a valid reason of seeing you, like he might flip it on you, girl. He might get that romantic on, girl. Woo,
girl, bye.
He might be like, I just want to be exposed of you, girl. Break it down.
No. It's like, let me do it on my own term. I don't need you.
I mean, he's put it out there, so now the ball's in your court anyway. I don't think he has a timeline when you're going to do it, but don't do it like 2 years from now.
Okay. I was going to say, well, then in that case, then. I was definitely thinking 3 years, but okay.
3 years?
Hey,
see,
you want me to take it off?
Swimming. I'm pushing you in the pool.
That's fine. I'll come right out of that water just looking good, you know what I mean? So, but I want to thank everybody for listening. I know we are a crazy, hot-ass mess, all of that. I just wish that, you know, I could have gotten some calls in on, you know, a man's opinion on women, you know, wearing makeup and taking it off.
Let me tell y'all this. Don't be sending me those inbox messages when you could have been live. Some of y'all like to send us those messages and those emails. Don't do that. When I'm asking you to come on the radio live, this is your chance to shine so I can hear your own. Don't be leaving me them long-ass messages in my inbox. Oh, I felt this way. Because I'm not going to read them.
Right. No, you should have called
done.
In. Yep.
Yeah.
But again, I want to thank everybody for listening to Shenanigans with Jay Shell and KL on Curves Radio.
Hey.
And Lord willing, we'll be back next Sunday.
All right.
See you then.
We're out of here.
Bye-bye.